So now Bobo knows all about treats.
That's a 100-pound Mastiff named Bobo. When Bobo arrived at the Humane Society, he was a door bolter. He'd knock people over, rushing through any open door.
In the beginning, he was a serious puller. I mean, like, he would just not pay attention to us at all.
Shelters are full of dogs that act just like Bobo. But his new trainer, Kelly Tracy, has a magic trick. It's a sound.
So as you can see, this is a very big dog, and he is sitting. The door is open. He's not running out. He's waiting, you know, because he has learned that it's way more reinforcing to sit and wait for good stuff than run out.
That still doesn't explain the sound.
Clicker training is a form of positive reinforcement training. What we do is we want to reinforce the behaviors that we like to see. Sitting, laying down, laying on a mat, things like that. And the way we do that is we use a sound, which is a click, to let the dog know that literally reinforcement is coming.
When Kelly says reinforcement, she means treats. Every time Bobo is calm, he hears click. And every time he hears click, he gets a little piece of hot dog. He loves it. He's catching the treats in the air.
My tools are my treat bag, hot dogs, and my clicker. So, there we go. And with that, I can make miracles happen. I can change the world of dogs to something way better.
Kelly didn't always train this way.
Many, many years ago when I started, I actually was what we call a punishment-based trainer.
That's a trainer who uses correction or force to change a dog's behavior. Things like choke collars or shocks.
It didn't tell the dog what to do. It's kind of like having a plumber come to your house and, you know, you need to fix the plumbing. But what you do is you say, don't fix the floor and don't fix the refrigerator and don't fix, you know, the roof. And so it doesn't give clear, concise information. So literally it's going to take longer and it can be, you know, and it can shut down animals.
A friend invited her to a clicker training class, but she wasn't so interested.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I like the way I train and, you know, things like that. But she convinced me.
Kelly was training a new puppy to be a service dog, so she brought the puppy to the clicker training class.
After the first class, I was hooked. Because really it's all about clear, concise information for the dog. Once she got the system, it was just easy. And literally, you know, so in a day, I could do what it would take weeks to do. And the other beauty is that the dog loved it.
Now Kelly works with the Humane Society staff to convert the entire shelter to this method. But changing human behavior is notoriously difficult to do.
So what I say is, you know, changing institutions often happens one conversation at a time.
But Kelly is really determined because animal shelters are incredibly stressful for dogs. The space is confined, strangers come and go, new dogs arrive all the time.
And it's really loud! And again, no matter how good we are and how good our intentions are, you know, if a place is out of control and the dog is fearful or experiencing all these emotions and, you know, we're creating a lot of damage and a really horrible experience for an animal, you know, because again, it's part of quality of life because alive is not quality of life. And, you know, that's the thing that we have to understand.
Most of the time, a stressed dog is not an adoptable dog.
So, you know, all behavior is reinforced. Anything you see a dog doing, it is reinforced by something. So we just take that principle, and so whatever they are trying to do or trying to get, we give them a different option. They are becoming more adoptable.
Remember Bobo? We're out in the shelter yard, and he's walking along with Kelly.
So again, we're just going really slow, and he's right by my side. You know, again, and literally within a day, you know, he got this. That's what makes it so exciting here in the shelter is that, you know, we can see these changes really happen. And this is, again, self-control, self-restraint. These are coping skills. And what we do is we're consistent here, you know, so everybody does this. While it looks like magic, it really is science.
For the Missouri Audio Project at the University of Missouri, I'm Joanna Hearn.